May the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart always be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. Amen. His clothes became dazzling white, whiter than anyone in the world could bleach them. We also read in Matthew's Gospel of the Transfiguration, the face of Jesus shone like the sun. In this pure and shining light, Jesus was revealed as his true self, the Son of God, free, light, radiant, majestic. In human terms, transfiguration means to be transformed. Transformation comes about when we transcend past hurts and resulting unhealthy and painful behaviors. 42 years ago, I knelt in a church in New York City. I was frightened, filled with despair. My life was painful, unmanageable, and chaotic. I was not able to articulate more than a prayerful plea for help. 4 months later, I attended a 12-step meeting in the basement of that church. There is no doubt in my mind that my life was transformed the moment I entered my first 12-step meeting. Artists have a unique perspective on transformation. The sculptor Auguste Rodin believed that within a block of marble was an image waiting to be freed. Rodin's role was to chip away at the marble so that the image could be revealed. We come into this world in the image of God. We are pure, free, joyous. But then life happens. Hurts, disappointments, sadness. Human nature is such that we developed an armor to protect ourselves from further painful experiences. And some of us engage in unhealthy behaviors. Actions that eventually cause us and our family and friends great anguish. But the good news is that we are never too old, too hurt, too angry, or too afraid to be transformed. We all have the capacity to transcend the past, to let go of anger, resentments, and fear. All those thoughts, feelings, and actions that simply increase our pain and isolation. Now, some of us are blessed with sudden illumination. I can still recall attending a 12-step meeting, listening to a speaker and thinking, all I have to do is to follow these steps and I will be all right. My feelings of relief and gratitude were overwhelming. For others, the process of transformation is more gradual. But the key point is that such a transformation is possible for each and every one of us. As Christ followers, we know we are not alone. You probably know the Chinese proverb, a journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step. God is with us each step on the journey. In his profound yet accessible book, The Jesuit Guide to Almost Everything, the Jesuit priest James Martin writes, desire is an essential element in the spiritual life. He goes on to note, God plants within each of us vocations which are revealed in our desires and longings. Vocation is less about finding one and more about having it revealed as we pray to understand what we want and desire. Jacqueline Bergen, a Roman Catholic nun, put it this way, latent and sometimes locked within each human heart is a dream waiting to be born. I think each of us longs to regain the lightness, hopefulness, gentleness, and healthy self-love that once defined us. Like a Rodin statue, we want to chip away the debris that gets in the way of being our true selves. So we start with a desire. We ask God for the wisdom and courage we need each step of the way. Often it is helpful to include a spiritual director and/or a therapist along the way. The journey ends only when we go home to God. And Lord knows none of us becomes perfect. I know God is still working on me. But it can be a fine adventure, a journey of discovery, humility, laughter, and tears, a time to become our true selves. Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires are known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen.